Jesus today speaks to us again of his cross, and specifically his crucifixion that will happen in Jerusalem. We heard this last weekend as well, where Jesus asked the apostles, "Who do people say that I am?" Peter gives the right answer. Jesus is very pleased, and then Peter, of course, takes the misstep of then telling Jesus he shouldn't go to Jerusalem to be crucified. Jesus then says, okay, as the Messiah, I will go to Jerusalem, be condemned by the high priests and the scribes, and rise again. Today, we hear very similar words from Jesus talking about his upcoming passion. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise. But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They did not understand, and they were afraid to question him. Jesus today speaks about his suffering, the great gift of his life for our salvation. Do we understand that gift, or are we fearful of it? Are we fearful of the fact that salvation comes through suffering? The fact that love is always tested through fire in our life. True love seeks the good of the other, which oftentimes means sacrifice, self-gift, difficulty, and suffering. Jesus today reveals this to his disciples again, and yet they do not understand. In fact, they not only misunderstand, but they immediately avoid the question. As they keep walking to Capernaum, they start arguing about who will be the greatest. Jesus just revealed he's going to die for their sake, and they then turn their hearts away from that to self-importance. Who will be the greatest among us? It's almost as if, you know, someone were dying, and then their children are, you know, instead of being there with their loved one, arguing about what they're going to get, you know, in the inheritance. How often in our life do we sometimes approach suffering in the same way? Instead of engaging with it, instead of seeking to understand it with Jesus, who's at our side suffering with us, instead of seeking to bring that fear and anxiety to Jesus in our life, we avoid the question entirely. We find our answer in the pleasures of this world, in the self-importance, self-reliance that the world suggests to our heart in those moments of suffering and difficulty. Jesus challenges us today to turn to him as he does to God his Father, as he goes to his death. The powerful thing, though, about Jesus' passion, of course, is that that's not the end of the story. Jesus tells us today that the Son of Man is going to suffer and be killed, but on the third day, he will rise. That's where Jesus' hope comes from. That's where the power of his faithfulness comes, in the midst of his passion, to always turn his heart to the Father. Even though he doesn't understand, you know, in a human sense, "Lord, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, your will be done." On the cross, feeling the abandonment of his disciples, all those around him, maybe even having a moment of emotionally feeling alone. My God, why have you abandoned me?" But yet, being faithful, being an act of love on the cross. "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." The perfect image for us of self-gift, and who we're called to be as children of God as well. In the midst of suffering, being a gift to others, being that same gift of love and life which breathes forth love in those around us. In our second reading today, we see what happens when we turn in on ourselves, when we meet suffering in our life. St. James talks about it very clearly. We turn in on ourselves, and basically deep sins occur because we're turning towards our own salvation, relying on ourselves. St. James says, "Where jealousy and self-ambition exist," what the apostles were talking about, their own self-importance, self-ambition, "where that exists, there is disorder and every foul practice." He then goes on to talk about the wars within us. Where do the wars and where do the conflicts among you come from? It is not from your passions that make war within your members. You covet, but you do not possess. You kill and envy, but you cannot obtain. You fight and wage war. You do not possess because you do not ask. You ask, but do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. What St. James is telling us today is when we turn on ourselves, we seek a source of life that doesn't have the capacity to give satisfaction to our hearts. When we turn to ourselves, when we turn to the world for an answer to those places of suffering in our life, we get a temporary answer, an answer that never satisfies the longing of our hearts to know that we're loved and to know that God's with us. Also, this sense of war within us. When we turn to the world, we basically get self-conflict. We basically find that within ourselves, we can't meet our own needs. We see this in the world today with the way in which we're called to love our brother and sister in Christ, and yet, as we try and do that, we still see a world of brokenness, hunger, war, conflict, that causes deep pain and woundedness for us as a human people. Once again, as we look to ourselves, to our own self-ambition, that's the product that we get. This inner war within ourselves as children of God, and then war within us as brothers and sisters in Christ. When we unite our heart to Jesus, who's the suffering servant, who gives his life out of love for us, we then offer our hearts in love to others, and we all become one body in Christ, who is our head. We all become suffering servants, children called to give of our life to others. We see this today as Jesus speaks to us at the end. He takes a child and shows the disciples. Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." Jesus calling in us in our life to be childlike in the way we receive his love and then the way we give it to each other. Just as we would a loving parent to a child, as we receive a child that God's given us. I know very few people in the world who, looking at an infant, aren't moved to a deep place of love and wonder at the beauty and gift of God's grace, the gift of life which speaks forth his love to our hearts. Finally, if we unite our heart to Jesus who suffers on our behalf, we receive the great graces of being childlike of heart. Our second reading today talks about it, but the wisdom from above. Once again, God's wisdom that sometimes is confusing, the wisdom that sends Jesus to the cross for the salvation of the world, the wisdom that brought God the Father, powerful above all things, to give his only begotten Son out of love for the world, that wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. This is the fruit of our life when we come before God as children, receive his love for us in the midst of that suffering. It's the unique wisdom of God. To gain our life, to earn our life, we have to lose it. To be first, we have to be last. To enjoy the resurrection of Jesus Christ on the third day, we have to take up our cross and go with him to die from this world, that we might love those around us as he loved us. Now, that's a tall order, and it's very difficult to be a suffering servant, especially with how loudly the world yells at our hearts about how we have to be self-reliant, how we have to be self-important, as the apostles struggle with today. But Jesus today promises the truth that he is leading us to that place of encounter with him. He's leading us to that place of grace that allows us to be with him in the crosses of our life. The psalm today that we sang beautifully expresses that. The responsorial psalm, the verse, the refrain, "The Lord upholds my life." Behold, God is my helper. The Lord sustains my life. Freely will I offer my sacrifice. I will praise your name, O Lord, for its goodness. The Lord upholds my life. The Lord Jesus leads us to a place of deep peace in the midst of suffering to be able to offer the sacrifice of our life, especially in those most difficult moments, to go to him in those times of difficulty, to seek understanding when we don't understand the difficulties of our life, to present to him those places of fear where, like the apostles, we're afraid to go to Calvary, places in our life where we even deny Jesus three times, as Peter did. He is at our side, upholding our life. Come back to me. The apostles fail today in the gospel. They fail at Calvary in a lot of ways, but for one, St. John, who's there with Mary at the foot of the cross. But yet, they come back to Jesus after the resurrection. They give of their life. They go forth to the world to preach the gospel, and almost all of them, except for the one who was at the cross, are martyred for the sake of the cross. Bear witness to Jesus' love on the cross to the world. We ask for the grace today for ourselves to receive the love of Jesus that comes through him who is the suffering servant. We ask for the grace today to approach him with love as a child in the midst of our suffering. And we ask for the grace to go forth into the world to love in the midst of suffering, giving our life for the love of our brother, that we might all be one in Jesus who goes to the cross for our salvation and our life. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.